Tremolos with Here Comes My Baby. You're listening to the first episode of the Cassettes and Chocolate Milk podcast. I have every hope and intention that the Cassettes and Chocolate Milk podcast will go on every week and we'll deal with a different musical genre every week. So for those who like mod and mod revival music, this is your week. But if you're more into the electro synth new wave kind of music, you'll like next week. And if you like Britpop and post-punk revival music, you probably like the week after that. And then the whole cycle begins again. If that isn't confusing enough, I'll probably explain it in the blog post. In today's episode, I hope to feature a few gems from the original mod, freak beat and northern soul scene from the 1960s and then mod revival the late 70s and early 80s. So what that actually means is that we're going to be hearing some obscure and not so obscure mod tracks from The Squares, Direct Hits, Protex and City Limits. But first we're going to be hearing from The Zombies, She's Not There.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Told me about how many people cried, but it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her, she's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to.
Thank you. she had tear the collar of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
Was the Yardbirds For Your Love on the Cassettes and Chocolate Milk podcast. So yeah, one of the most significant reasons that I wanted to put together a mod revival playlist in particular was not only just to get obscure music out there, but also to get in touch with other people who know a lot about this genre. I guess a part of the fascination about the mod revival is that there seem to be so many bands that come under this umbrella, and there seem to be lots of crossovers to punk and pop and power pop and things like that. And I guess a part of the attraction is that a lot of these bands just faded into obscurity, and it's really hard to get your hands on this kind of material. Forget even just finding out the story of the band. So I'm kind of hoping that listeners will shed some light as to the background to some of these records, because more often than not, information and resources about this era in music aren't available, really. And this band in particular, it's very hard to get any records by the band Direct Hits. They are a late mod revival band arising from the band The Exits, which released an EP called The Fashion Plague. And they had a few EPs in the 80s, but the most significant LP is one called Blow Up, which was released in 1984. And we're going to hear the first track from the album, Ever Ready Plaything. You're listening to the Cassettes and Chocolate Milk Mod Podcast.
Toys and broken doors. She wants to buy another.
Just there, My Back Pages from the Direct Hits. You're listening to the Cassettes and Chocolate Milk Mod Podcast, Episode 1. Now, as promised, I'm going to play something from the City Limits and the Squares. And I basically found out about these guys from 45 Revolutions and the Lowdown Kids. And I don't really know much about these guys, except they're a Leeds-based band that was active around 1978 and 1979. And they also revolved around the Hogan Brothers, so the sounds of these bands are kind of relatively similar and equally delicious in my opinion. So now we're going to hear Morse Code Messages, which was a standalone 7-inch single released in 1979. You're listening to Cassettes and Chocolate Milk.
Operator, won't you please send a message out for me? See you later, so she said, you know, I guess I'll never see. Sack the waiter, cause he took my dream away at 3:30. We don't cater for the likes of you, he turned and said to me. If you smile and say I love you so, I only wanna hold you. If you'll never ever let me go, no one ever told you. Messages straight from your heart. Morse code messages right from the start. I don't know what they mean, those messages you sent to me. All I know is that they break my heart. These are those hands that tap the wire, sending signals down the line. Flashlight commands that never tire, sending stranded souls aside. Long distance lovers subsidize, the system's getting out of hand. And so before your very eyes, the system's flashing out your plans. If you smile and say I love you so, I only wanna hold you. If you'll never ever let me go, no one ever told you. Morse code messages straight from your heart. Morse
record messages right from the start. Well, I don't know what they mean, those messages you sent to me. All I know is that they break my heart. Postcode messages straight from your heart. I only want to hold you, Moscow messages right from the start. No one ever told you, well I don't know what they mean, those messages you sent to me, all I know.
Just there, the desperately hopeful No Fear from The Squares, recorded in 1978. Now I'm going to play a track from the Nobody Loves Me EP, recorded in 1980 by the band The Letters. Now, I thought this was a good opportunity to talk about this theme that I find so attractive in mod revival music in particular, but this sort of lots of themes of despondency and restlessness and anxiety that these songs hold. And there seems to be this crazy juxtaposition between the sort of the mere danceability of the songs and how happy they are and the sort of the grimness of the lyrics. And that's particularly true for this track, Nobody Loves Me. And I guess there is this immense irony of listening to 30-year-old songs sung by 17-year-old guys who just truly didn't know what was going to become of them. And I suppose there is this kind of attractiveness of having that sort of like young anxiety immortalized in a song. So now we're just going to hear this track, The Letters With Nobody Loves Me, on Cassettes and Chocolate Milk. That was the Aces with the rather doleful Why Should It Be Mine, recorded for the One Way Street EP in 1981. Now, this brings us to the end of our podcast, unfortunately. I'd like to thank you all for listening and invite you to come back to sample future podcasts. But for now, I'm going to leave you with Protex, I Can Only Dream. Thank you all for listening.
The wine starts coming through.